As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
Knocking on the door at the mayor's office, and there's our great friend, the mayor, John Hamilton. Good afternoon, pal. How are you?
Pretty good. Nice to be with you. Yeah, we can use a little rain, I think, right?
I tell you what, I have no problem with cloudy days. Makes it feel like, yeah, I'm getting stuff done. I'm not missing what's going on outside. As my buddy Dave Novak pointed out, the trees pop in the background when it's cloudier. So, yeah, I mean, we had 150 days of sunshine in a row. That's pretty good. And now we will see the leaves start falling a little bit more. The wind we've had to deal with, the red flag warnings, everything else. But I think we should start off by reminding folks in the city that the old leaf vacuuming, it's gonna be, this is the last time. This is the farewell tour, right? And there's not going to be good tickets are still available.
Yeah, good tickets are available. You know, I was just going to bring that up because it is a drag. The leaves are a little harder when it's all wet. So I'm glad we got the whole weekend. Now, I want you to know I'm going to be demonstrating a mayor mulching his leaves because I used to rake the leaves, and sometimes I'd pay people to. I got a lot of leaves in my yard, and that's great. And we used to put them in the, you know, out down to the curb and all that stuff. And then last year I started mulching them with my mower. And I have to tell you, I love it, and it's interesting. And I'm gonna try to let people see the option. Have you ever done that with a mower?
I did it last year. I raked them all down to the bottom, and then just went over it and over it and over
it. What'd you think?
And over it.
Yeah.
Well, it went away, and my back didn't hurt nearly as bad as it did when I filled up 600 brown bags.
But why did you rake them all down? Why didn't you just mow them where they are?
Well, that's a good question. Did I do that? I remember mulching them because all the dust in the street. I almost had to wear my COVID mask out there because I'm inhaling this all, and it's nothing good to inhale. But you're right. Yeah, no, I did that. I'm trying to think now. Did I rake them down or did I just?
Well, anyway, either I just mow them where they are, and it goes right into the soil, and. I'm a fan. It is a big environmental thing, and we're going to have your last blast of having them bring those big noisy vacuum trucks. Though if you're dedicated to raking your leaves and collecting them, you can still do it, and we'll pick them up for free in a bag. We'll help you do that. But I really hope people will consider mowing. So give it a shot.
Mowing and mulching. That's exactly right.
Mowing and mulching. Anyway, so.
Well, I want to remind people.
It is hard when they're wet. It is hard when they're wet.
But don't worry. It'll dry out all week. So that's the good news.
There we go.
And you cannot put them in plastic bags. We cannot stress
that
enough.
Don't do that.
Put them in the brown bags. And I think you have to pay for the bags, but you get a free pickup. We'll go to the city's website and check it out.
Yeah, I think you can. I think you can also just put it in a garbage container, not a bag, but like a tin, a can garbage,
no plastic,
just
no,
check on
no
the
bag
website.
In there, yeah, just
don't put plastic in there though. Yeah,
you can put it in a plastic container but not a bag of plastic in
there. You go
in the container.
There you go.
Well, because they always say, well, you know, the dope on the radio said, and well, that's me. So I've got to be careful when I'm spending other people's money.
I know you are. You're very good about that, and we have good information on the website. So between the two of us and the three of us, go to the website.
I like the sound of that. I like the sound of that. And the other part is it'll start in a couple of weeks. So if you don't want it in your yard or you want to get it up, mulch it. Or do whatever, because the leaves will fall, and they'll fall more than once. They don't. Thankfully, that's the good news. That's our fake exercise here in the dying days of October. It's the 25th of October already. Can you believe this? It flies by.
Yeah.
So Halloween is next Monday. So that means a week from today when we talk, we'll need to bring all the confiscated candy from all the places around town and sort that to our leisure. Explain, because I'll get this question 50 times in the next couple days when it hits people like a sack of bricks. Whoa, Halloween's on Monday? You know, the day of Halloween? Well, that's how we do it around here. So that means an interesting Monday night into Tuesday for our school children.
Call us call us nostalgic, I guess, or traditional or something, but we have in the city, it's not something I started, we just tend to honor Halloween on Hallow's Eve, you know, and let it roll, and a lot of us have been doing that for a long time, so far be it from me to declare that different, but we hope for good weather. It's early enough. You can get your kids out and back home in time to get a good rest. It's up to you on how much sugar they take in on a given night. So we empower families to control that. But I do hope it looks. Keep your forecast the way it is. I hope don't let it move around any.
Perfect. 65 little clouds, but that's fine. 65 and 50 is great. We've done the. I can't feel my fingers Halloween. We've done the last year was a little chilly. I remember that because I had some antifreeze in me trying to keep up with it. But after a while, you just surrender and go home and eat chili. We'll eat chili anyhow, but that's the fun part. Mayor John Hamilton is our guest. He puts up with me every Tuesday, and we've got all kinds of things going on. Speaking of Halloween, last weekend, I missed it. I had this written down. I was going to – what was I doing last? I did a baseball practice or something. The pumpkin launch went – Monroe County Bloomington pumpkin launch happened, and you have breaking news on the results of what went down.
I do. So I didn't make it either. So I can't tell you, like, what kind of contraption did this, but I assume I've heard of no injuries, so I think everybody got through it okay. There were more than 500 people there. I did hear that.
That's fantastic.
And we broke a new record, which is a pumpkin not – again, check the website for reality, but this I got this from my parks director that said a pumpkin, for the first time, broke the 1,000-foot barrier being tossed. Now, I don't know how exactly that happens. It went 1,002 feet.
Well, there's 5,280 feet in a mile, so that just puts it in perspective.
Yeah, so that's like three, more than three football fields, right?
Oh, my goodness, something. I don't know. Math is not my strong point. But my favorite part when this comes around every year is reading what you can't do. No aerosols, no combustion engines, no fire this, no. But it's great because – if you didn't put that in there, you know somebody would do that. So you have to – the legal department, that's probably one of their busiest documents of the season. So
you get a bunch of crane engineers bring up some kind of missile or something. I don't know. Yeah. So you got to make sure.
Yeah, you get all these slingshot ideas and catapults and everything else, and someone found out a way without any of that propulsion or combustion. Oh, geez, now we're getting way over my head. 1,000 feet. Well, that is – needs to be a bigger event. I don't know if you put it at Switchyard Park. I don't know. But that if you got all these people going through all this hard work and 1,000 feet, well, I'd have to remeasure Switchyard Park to make sure there would be a landing
zone. We can do it. But, yeah, we always have trouble getting the volunteer catchers for this thing.
Oh, that's the whole thing.
No. But I was excited about that. Maybe next year we can meet out there and do a live show or something.
Oh,
yeah, we'll see.
And again, so what was the forecast on Saturday? What was it? 78 and sunshine.
It was beautiful, right?
Couldn't beat that up at all.
Maybe the heat helps them travel farther. I don't know. Got an extra 10 feet out of a less dense air or something. I don't know.
Home runs go further when it's humid, and golf ball goes a little bit farther as well. So maybe that's
maybe
it.
Pumpkins too.
Well, and we laugh about the weather, but it's been beautiful. So I'm guessing the Department of Public Works, I'll call Wason about this here in the next couple weeks or so, but when it doesn't rain, everything should be ahead of schedule, and that hopefully includes laying some fiber.
Well, the fiber's going out there, and by the way, we did finish the big hidden river ahead of schedule. That was
when it doesn't rain. Yeah, that's the key.
Yeah, it helps a lot. So I know the fiber. They've gotten about five neighborhoods approved already, and there are four more, which means they're just ready to be out there. I think they're on the east of University a little bit, doing some things, coming south on Atwater. I've seen some conduit out there. I know they gave us conduit we're going to be using in the housing authority as well, our public housing. So it's underway, and be patient. It's a construction project, and $50 million doesn't go in the ground without a little bit of a, you know, an interruption sometimes, but it's really going to be helpful to our city.
Well, that was going to be my next question for you. How do you determine who, is that up to you or those who are putting in the fiber, where it starts, where it begins? I have no idea how a project of this size would work.
Yeah, mostly they design the construction to cover the whole city, and they kind of, as you might imagine, kind of work from the center out mostly. I think they've got a node I know out at the cyber building on the bypass, which is where one of their, we got a lot of really heavy fiber coming into the city there, so that's a good place to move out from. And then, but it all goes in front of the Board of Public Works too. That's a three-person citizen board that reviews any applications to use the right of way or do this kind of construction, and so they can propose a certain approach, and then the Board of Public Works has to approve it.
And then when we get all that done, then you start digging, and then you start putting stuff up on the poles and everything else. So yeah, we'll be patient. What is the we've already put a shovel in the ground, so to speak. 3 years, yeah. 4 years, what is the ETA on getting everything? Well, no, I wouldn't say everything because it's a continuously evolving project, but what is the,
yeah,
the longer-term goal of you'll have to get out those special ribbon-cutting scissors at some point.
Yeah, right. Well, they're hoping to get the first customers in the first quarter next year, so within,
oh, wow,
3 or 4 months to start signing people up. So then that will be in the first neighborhoods. And then it's about, I think, a 24-month-ish total construction schedule. Now, you know, that can evolve, but the goal is to get most of this all done by 2024. So instead of
waiting for everybody to get it and then we all hit go at the same time, it's once it's in, you're, again, the first,
yep,
ones that are in,
yep,
are the first ones that can get on, so they do not have to wait for completion of this. So if you're wondering, or
correct,
if that was something that was bothering you, now you know. And I want to go over this every time I speak to you about this project, because sometimes we just read the headline, we don't click on the article. Sometimes we just hear in passing what's going on. I live in the city. I already have an internet service provider. I do this. I do that. What? How does this help me? Why do I have to use this? And again, we're just going to have to put that on a billboard somewhere, I think.
Well, there's a few. It's a good question. There's a few points. First, it's basically at the most fundamental level, it's just competition. It's just a new provider coming to town who will give people more options. So, you know, just like having another restaurant open, you know, it's just more options for how you get your service. That's at a very basic level. Another way this is important, though, is that this is actually being built, and it's all private money. It's being built to be infrastructure. So different from any of the current providers, the design of this system is to put fiber everywhere. And after a few years, once it's in place a few years, to open that fiber up to any provider. So the owner of the fiber, different from AT&T or Comcast or Smithfield, the owner of this fiber is not the internet service provider. So ultimately, this will be kind of more like our roads in that anybody will be able to use it and reach to you. So that's the second difference. And then the third thing that's pretty important about it, I think, is it's got a really, really good digital equity flavor to it. It's really working hard, and we are helping with this. The city's put $1 million on the table to make sure that any family in the community that has real income stress, if they have a child in the schools on free and reduced lunch, if they're on welfare, if they're in public housing, if they have food stamps, if they're seniors, social security disability, those families can get free internet that will be hugely valuable as we go forward. So those are some of the difference, the importance about what's happening, I think.
Well, there you go. Mayor John Hamilton is our guest, as always, on Tuesdays, helping us sort through it. We know what a big, 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 big project that is. Now, another big project that is woven our way into our local lexicon is scooters and how they work. And I know we talked a little bit about this last week on trying to get everything moving. This time of year, as we get later and later into it, we're going to see scooter use calm down, I would think. Are you happy with what you have moving forward from the scooter companies, whether it's time of use, geofencing, making sure that everybody's following the instructions that you guys have created for them?
So, you know, this is I would call this an evolving new capacity in the city. We have, it's kind of like, you know, I don't know, bringing when motorcycles came or whatever. I mean, it's just a new way of getting around. And I am pleased the companies have worked very closely with us to drop the service between 11 p.m. and 5 a.m. We'd had some tragic accidents during those late night periods. We've agreed, and IU's worked very closely with us, that let's do a pause here, see if we can see a reduction in injuries. There are some injuries from these, including a couple of terrible, tragic fatalities. So I'm pleased that that's in place. I'm pleased that we haven't had another fatality. I haven't heard of a real serious injury lately. But we're going to be watching it. As you said, in the winter, the usage goes down quite a bit anyway. We're continuing to work the scooter companies they're adding electric bikes, they're adding some, different kinds of facilities, and we're trying to make sure they get parked well, and that's always an issue. We do now have two people employed by the city, and they're paid for by the scooter revenue, two people.
Wait, say that again slowly, because okay. Someone will just hear part of it. Just I want them to know that you're not paying people to monitor the scooters. The scooter companies are.
Right. The scooter companies are paying us annually two different kinds of fees, and that covers more than we're bringing two people on part-time who will be helping monitor the parking and the usage and actually collect data for us, too. So, look, this is going to keep improving, I think, and we'll continue to monitor it and welcome feedback from folks. You know, again, 1.2 million rides have been taken, so there are a lot of people who find these useful, helpful, even fun, but we need to make sure it's done safely and well, and we'll continue to refine that, I think, going forward.
I can hear people yelling at me through the internet or just from the top of mountains. Down the road, do we hope to have a scooter surplus that maybe will help either parking meters or parking garages, or is that a pipe dream for later days?
Yeah, you know, these are not a huge revenue generator, but you know, I don't know. Maybe down the year, down the line, they could be. The model is to try to help people drive fewer cars, basically, and to get around different ways. And you know, I mean, it's possible 5 years from now there won't be any scooters. The whole
oh, right. It'll be drones. We'll be riding drones all over the place.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. But I also do say it's good that Bloomington is a city where the kind of these new cutting edge scooter companies want to come, that they want to be here. We're an innovative city with we welcome new ideas, but we got to make sure we review them and make them work well.
Yeah, before you know it, you'll have, instead of scooter data analysts, you will have FAA drone aircraft controllers.
Well, you know, delivering pharmaceuticals or, you know, articles by drone, I mean, I suppose that could happen, couldn't it? You know, quick, get it to your door. And is that better than a UPS truck driving around? Or I don't know, but I wouldn't be surprised if we start to see some different delivery mechanisms happening.
The roar of diesel or the hum of electric rotors in your...
Yeah.
We know it's going forward. And, as you mentioned, folks want to try that here because we have a very captive audience, which is encouraging as well. I would be remiss to have a conversation with you and not ask you about what is the timeline of the new meeting schedule. Is there a meeting schedule? When is the players from the city and the county commissioners and everybody who's involved with the convention center project? Well, what's next? Was it November 9th or 2nd? Wasn't there a day there somewhere?
Conversations continue. You know, I was just talking to some county folks yesterday about it. So the formal meetings are one thing, but you know, I think conversations continue. I continue to be optimistic and that we'll be able to build a really terrific new facility to support downtown with a convention center. It may not be the way some people want it or hope it, but I think most people will be looking back and say, wow, that was a really big help to the downtown, and it's an addition, and we're proud of it. There is one official meeting scheduled on the 9th of November that the county commissioners are hosting, and we'll be there. I don't think that will be a dispositive kind of meeting, but I'll tell you another thing that we're waiting for, which will be kind of interesting, is a report from the arts consultant. You may remember the Waldron, which we took in, and we had a big study group of residents and experts who thought about what to do with it, and they recommended a few things, including let somebody use it for 5 years. So Constellation is doing its shows there, and the other arts folks, photography exhibits, etc. Well, one of the other recommendations that this group made back in the spring was get a consultant in to try to look at what's the long-term art prognosis. What are some recommendations for how to keep accelerating our arts? And we're going to release that pretty soon. It's almost done. And I think that'll be really important to think about also. How do we advance downtown, advance our tourism and vitality? It may intersect with the convention center. I don't know, a little bit. We'll see. But that'll be coming out in the next week or so, and that may help us frame up kind of the future for the downtown a little bit too.
How much of that is contingent, in your opinion, with having the convention center? I mean, I know it sounds from 30,000 feet up that the more you have, the more you can do, but is it necessary to make that? Well, you tell me.
Well, they're related, but you know, they're distinct. I mean, a convention center is a business.
The arts world isn't going to stop if this doesn't happen on the grandest of scales.
Right? No, that's true. And nor would the business convention center case be dramatically different if X or Y didn't happen in the arts community. However, I do think it's relevant that Bloomington wants to tell our story about why it's fun to come here for a convention, why you should come here. One is, well, we got a great facility. That's not true today, but it could be true in a couple few years. Two, when you come here, you have a really good time, and you can walk to the downtown square, and your restaurants are awesome, and you can go to sporting events, etc. And a piece of that story also is, and you can immerse yourself in the arts in a way that you may not be able to do in some of the other cities in a very easy way. And you can park your car, and you don't need your car when you're here for a convention. You can do everything on foot. So anyway, I do think they all interrelate, and the more visitors we have, months, particularly Sunday to Thursday, the more it can help the galleries and the restaurants and the shops and others. So it all kind of has a virtuous cycle if we do it right, or it can be a negative cycle if we don't do it right.
And one other thing, just off the top of my head here, I should have followed this up before when we're talking about getting together. When's our meeting for our next meeting? Are we doing enough, quote unquote, to keep the state legislature off our case about still collecting food and beverage tax? Are these scheduled, whatever these are, and is that going to be enough, in your opinion?
I think so. I hope so. You know, I think they should leave us alone anyway.
Sure.
And let us do our work with the revenue that we have. I think if there's significant progress, that will be very helpful to make the case that says, look, this is important for us. We're making progress. We're not wasting the money on anything else. We went through a pandemic, and give us a break. We're ready to go now. Come on, you know. But I don't make a lot of money betting on the legislature, so I won't try that.
Well, I'm not sure how many do or don't, but that would be an interesting study, to say the least. Don't forget, early voting is going on all of this work week from 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. We will introduce Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 302 South Walnut Street, and then Election Day will be it's 2 weeks from today. That's the easiest way to remember it, so we'll have some other early voting opportunity. Have you heard any feedback of anything that's going on? I know that's county business, but your ears to the ground on most everything.
Hundreds of people are voting. Here it's convenient, so please do. Early voting's a good deal to do it, and encourage folks to do it. I hope to do it myself in the next few days, and thanks for reminding people of the times and place.
Yep, and there's only one place. That's the easiest one, 302 South Walnut Street, to get us going, and then that is your only choice until on Election Day, where you must visit your precinct. We have so many new people moving in. They've come from different rules and regulations. we're trying to help everybody on the straight and narrow. I think we've covered everything. I always feel like I'm forgetting something. That's from my days of being in the restaurant and the bar business. I'll wake up at 3 a.m. and say, table 42 needed a ranch. They needed a side of ranch, and I forgot it. I think we've got it.
Oh, there's always more, but I think we can talk about Hopewell next
yes,
week.
Yes, good.
We're doing an update this Friday, so we can catch up on that. But there's always things going on. But I hope everybody has a good week, and thanks for bringing good Halloween weather, Mike. I'm counting on you.
Good. Right. I appreciate that. I can broad shoulders. I can handle. I can handle that.
Keep
right. Hopewell's right. A great one because, yes, you can see the absence. That's the key to that moving forward. All right, stay dry. It'll be warm the rest of the week and weekend, so that's great as well. When we'll talk again, believe it or not, it'll be November.
Oh, my. Everybody have a good week. Good rest of the month. Talk to you next week.